In the 1,000-year history of Jews being kicked out of countries everywhere, Uganda was the last country to kick them out in 1972. Today, many people are asking how come they were kicked out of all these countries, all that history of kicking them out. What were they doing that made people kick them out of those countries from their communities? If you listen to Israelis, they'll always say, oh, those countries were anti-Semitic, they hate Jews. The problem is they never take responsibility for wrongdoing to others. Even today, it's always other people's faults. But they won't say how those countries welcomed them well until they started showing their true colors of racist supremacism. What I call the dehumanizing Goyimism ideology and cult-like activities, including cannibalistic rituals of eating children, human flesh, which continues even today, as seen in the Epstein files. In the case of Uganda, they were specifically kicked out of the country by President Idi Amin in 1972, as seen in these images, because of these Goyimism bigotry of hating all non-Jews. And they were found plotting to poison the River Nile from Uganda so as to exterminate people in Sudan and Egypt who use the same water downstream. We also found hidden underground facilities for Israeli jet fighters in Nakasongola in Uganda, a military airfield that was built by Israelis. They were planning to launch secret airstrikes in Sudan from Uganda. So many people talk about the expulsion of Asians from Uganda in 1972. Few know that it was actually the expulsion of, first of all, the British. These Indians had British nationality and were servants of the British colonial economy, nothing Ugandan. But more urgently was the expulsion of Israelis at the same time because of their hate, bigotry and their evil plot against other African countries using Uganda's upstream position on the River Nile and plotting airstrikes against Sudan from Uganda. Israelis have a disturbing cultural behavior that no normal human being can stomach, and it is all coming from the Jewish supremacist bigotry, which I call Goyimism, their dehumanization and hatred of all non-Jews. No matter how good and welcoming you are to them, their betrayal of your courtesies is always just a matter of time. Basically, guaranteed. Thank you.
Israelis must stop their fascist Goyimism ideology, bigotry that dehumanizes everyone who is not Jewish, hating everyone who is not Jewish, while having the dangerous genocidal secret ambition of ruling the same non-Jewish world that they hate.